This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه أجرا عظيما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to live through the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have accepted from us all the righteous deeds that we have done. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I am super excited to announce the new series. This series is called EASE, E-A-S-E. Enormous, a word, simple, effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His greatness, from His generosity, He gives for simple a'mal, simple actions, a tremendous reward. And this will be our series. It will be very short videos mentioning things and actions that Rasulullah told us to do. And the reward for that is tremendous, amazing, subhanAllah. So inshallah ta'ala, please apply them and forward them to others so we could all benefit inshallah ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, our life above this ground, like Rasulullah said, the age of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years of age, and very few live beyond that. So the time is extremely limited, extremely limited. So we have to take advantage of every single moment and do as much as we can. Do as much as we can. So these a'mal that we will be mentioning are very simple, inshaAllah ta'ala, are very simple, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply them many, many folds. There's a major disclaimer, which is I'm going to mention today, and so I don't have to mention it all the time. It's extremely important. And that is, in order for these a'mal, inshaAllah ta'ala, to be accepted, we have to make sure that our tawheed is solid, is complete, is firm, and we are away from any form of shirk. Why? Because shirk destroys the a'mal, destroys the actions. What's the evidence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. It has been revealed to you, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to all the prophets before you, that if you commit shirk, all the a'mal are void and you will be among the losers. So shirk could be in action by people actually making sujood to a statue or worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it also shirk could be in belief, such a belief that there is someone else who creates, someone else who knows the unseen, someone else who should be obeyed, someone else or someone promotes laws that are to replace the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that is form of shirk. Shirk in general, it means ascribing to someone other than Allah something that belongs only to Allah. And then you could apply anything under that formula, subhanAllah. So we have to be very careful, because not only this a'mal that we will be learning here will be void. Salat will be void, fasting will be void, hajj, all the a'mal will be void if there is shirk. So we have to make sure that our life is pure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ibadat is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we mention the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. We do our best to apply everything that Allah ordered us to do. These are all under the tawheed, the banner of tawheed. So we have to have that established before we go into details about simple things. Imagine somebody saying, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, 100 times, all your sins are forgiven. but this person is committing shirk without knowing. So we have to be very careful in establishing the tawheed first. That is the most important thing, then everything else will follow. Without having the tawheed established in our life, then our a'mal and the ayat are so many. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that Allah forgives everything except shirk, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, having mentioned that, inshaAllah ta'ala, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakur, we all have heard this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? Ash-Shakur, like Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he said, the one who rewards the practice of a few pious deeds many folds, and in response to the action of a few days gives limitless happiness in the life after. Allahu Akbar. This is what Ash-Shakur means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give for a small action huge reward, and that is what is all our topic about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whosoever does a good deed, we will increase for him good therein. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and he is appreciated. Shakur, subhanallah. So this is all our topic. This is what the topic we're going to be discussing is that those simple a'mal, insha'Allah ta'ala, that could be done in seconds, some of them. Sometimes they could be done while you are in a certain place. Sometimes it could be done anywhere, subhanallah. But the reward for them is tremendous. A man came with arms, full of arms, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, and the hadith is in Bukhari, said, Ya Rasulullah, should I go to fight or should I embrace Islam first? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, become a Muslim first, then go to fight. So the man became a Muslim and then went to fight until he was killed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a little work, but a great reward. Subhanallah. This man, you know, died as a shaheed, and he did not make one sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the minute he became a Muslim, the jihad was prescribed, and he went to perform jihad, and he died in the battlefield. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So, Ibn Hajar rahimullah, he said, every person should not belittle to do any khair and to avoid any shar, any evil, since he does not know which hasana will grant him the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which evil deed will grant him the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not belittle any deed, even the smile. Go ahead and smile, brothers and sisters, inshallah. Even the smile in your brother's face, subhanallah. So this will be our topic. I'm very excited, inshallah ta'ala, to share this information. And as usual, inshallah ta'ala, all the ahadith we will be narrating are 100% authentic, so you could feel safe. And we will mention them in the description, inshallah ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to put barakah in this series, inshallah ta'ala, and make it a sadaqa jariya for myself, for the crew here with me at EPIC, inshallah, and for everybody who is forwarding or teaching these a'mal, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept from all of us, may Allah make our last deeds our best deeds, and may Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Jazakumullah khair. So this series will be on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 6:30 Central Time. Tuesdays and Saturdays at 6:30 Central Time. So we'll see you on Saturday with the first action, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.